With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5, and I'm reading verse number 8, where the Word of God said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And I'm preaching on the subject of the satanic attack upon our homes and our families as we look at the opposition that the devil has brought against our home, and we're trying by the grace of God to locate and understand our problems and then deal with them before they deal the death blow to our home and our family. I said to you on yesterday, there's not a family alive that has family or marriage insurance. We have automobile insurance, we have house insurance, we have health insurance, we have life insurance, and many other different kinds of insurance, but we do not have anyone that I know of that would write a policy on an insurance upon your family and upon your home. I thought as I was preparing for the study today, how many different families today that never dreamed it could ever happen to them a year or 2 years ago, but now then they find themselves either already divorced are separated and headed for the divorce court. I want to tell you, friend, that devil has no mercy upon companions or children. He has got his guns aimed at your house, just waiting for the moment when he can explode your home and your family. I said as we were leaving the air yesterday, I want you to go to your house, and I want you to look at the surroundings, the setting that is there. And I want you to see the different objects that are there, whether it be other buildings, trees, hills, whatever it might be. And I want you to realize that your enemy, the devil, is hid behind those objects that are there around your house. He might even be inside your house to destroy your home. And again, I emphasize, he does not care what tactic he must use, what bomb he must explode, or what gun he must shoot at your home and your family to destroy it. His ultimate goal is that you as a husband and wife are no longer together, and that you as parents and children are no longer together enjoying the blessings of God upon your home and your family. Now, the Lord willing, I want to begin today, and we're going to look at several of these big guns that the devil has aimed at our homes. Many of these guns have been pointed at us, and we've been infiltrated with them for a number of years, maybe without even realizing it. But I want to point them out and just briefly show you the effect that they're having upon our homes and our families, and then move on in the study of the Word of God. As I analyze the situation of Satan's attack upon our homes, I came to the conclusion the first thing that I needed to mention is what I'm simply going to call the religion of humanism. Now, this was infiltrated into our school systems at least 50 years ago. And now the people who fill the offices of our companies, of our state and local governments, of our federal government, are basically the product of the influence of the religion of humanism. That's why we get the rulings that we get from many of the judges. That's why we get the philosophies that we get from a lot of the politicians. And that's why we're seeing so much change in the society of our day. The religion of humanism has replaced the religion of Christianity and godliness upon which our nation was founded upon. The basic concept of the religion of humanism is that man is his own God. And then when you take that concept, that man is his own God, then it automatically is followed with a concept, therefore, man is free to do his own thing. And when you follow that concept, then you come to the conclusion that there is no final authority and there are no final absolutes by which man is to govern his own life. So they make man his own God. The philosophy becomes, if it feels good, do it. Don't worry about what parents say. Don't worry about what preachers say. Don't worry about what the Bible teaches. Don't worry about the principles upon which you were trained and taught as a child. But you're your own God. So just go your own way, do your own thing, and enjoy life. And my friend, that philosophy has permeated our society more and more over the last 50 years. And if we could take a real census on religion today, that religion of humanism would be the number one religion in America and probably in all the civilized world. No one wants anyone taking authority over them. And that's why we don't like the Bible. We do not like the Ten Commandments. They said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. And on. No, we'd rather have somebody just make some suggestions and give us some general guidelines, but let us do our own thing. And my friend, all of this has come to pass by the religion of humanism. So the devil has aimed the big gun at the religion of humanism in our homes and in our families today. And let me say this. I do not know any section of society, any group of people that is not affected by the results and the effect of the religion of humanism. I want to tell you, contrary to popular opinion, there is still a God in heaven. This Bible is still right. Man is not his own boss. He does have a ruler. He does have a maker. He does have a judge. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But you see, my friend, the devil don't like that kind of preaching. But he likes that kind which makes it the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God and so forth, and just leave people alone, let them go their way and do their thing. That is the religion of humanism. And I said a moment ago, the results of the religion of humanism has affected and permeated every segment of our society. That brings me to the second big gun that the devil has used and is using against homes and families today. That is the media and the entertainment world. Now, before you get mad at this preacher, I want you to stop and ask yourself the question, what is there from the media and entertainment world that is family building? What is there that you hear on the radio, you watch on the television, or you read in the paper or the magazines or the periodicals that is family building? How many times have you looked in the paper or you sit down to a radio program or a television program and you said to your family, your companion, your children, now we want to read this together. This is very good for our home, our family. Or we want to watch this together because it will help us to be a better family. No, my friend. Instead of promoting family values, the television, the music world, the printed page promotes sin and sex and violence and perversion. Everything that is anti-home, anti-family, and anti-God. So the media is a big gun that the devil has used and is using in our generation. Let me take just a moment and look at these individually. First of all, look at the television. Where are the family value programs on the television that promotes husbands loving their wives and wives loving their husbands? Where is the family that promotes faithfulness and fidelity in the marriage? Where is the program that promotes the wife being in submission and subjection to her own husband? Where is the program that promotes the children obeying their parents and honoring their parents? Where is the program that teaches them moral values, honesty and integrity, and the things that we know are right in the sight of God? I submit to you that instead of teaching those values, it promotes sin, sex, unfaithfulness, drinking, lying, cursing. The devil has eased it into our home, and we do not realize what our children are seeing. They see all of the perversion. They see some man sleeping with some other man's wife. They see all of the nakedness. They hear all of the profanity. The devil has used and is using this to destroy the virtues and the values of a Bible-based home that we desire to have, that honors God and is pleasing to the members of that home. And then there's the music world. The music world today is not a force for family values. No, my friend. But instead, it is a force for divorce. It's a force for unfaithfulness. It's a force for promiscuity. And my friend, it's a force for anarchy and rioting and clamoring and all evil. It's against family values. You cannot even sit down and pick up a family-oriented magazine and sit there with your wife and your teenagers and your small children and read and look at the pictures that exist in most of them. And then, my friend, there is the pornography business of our day. How the devil has used this, oh, to destroy homes and families. I say it as I preach in pulpits across America. It would be amazing to know what's hidden in the houses of the people even who go to church. It would be amazing to know how many husbands, how many wives are hooked on pornography. How many teenage boys and girls are hooked on pornography? They go watch that stuff. And then as they marry, they expect their spouse to perform as that harlot did on that pornographic material. I want to say to you, my friend, that is not helping the home and the family. We do not gain knowledge to have a better relationship with our spouse by seeing that. But rather, it is very detrimental to the husband-wife relationship, to the teenagers and their future relationship, to the parent-child relationship, and even to the sanity of our home, our husbands, our wives, our children. And then in these last days, there's been that big gun of the internet. And I'm aware of the fact, as I preach today, I'm preaching around the world by way of internet. But I'm simply saying to you that the devil will take anything that can be used for good and pervert it and use it to destroy that which is good. So my friend, I'm saying to you, we're in a war zone. The devil has aimed the big guns of the religion of humanism and the media and entertainment world against our homes and against our families. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.